Welcome to Mindset Monday by the Sales IQ podcast. I'm your host, Luigi Prestonenzi, and I'm here to help you be the best you can be. Everyone has the potential to be the best version of themselves they can be. Sometimes things prevent us from capitalizing on that awesomeness that is sitting dormant inside of you. This podcast is about helping you unlock that potential by focusing on one thing that can help you be the very best you can be. I will persist until I succeed. I was not delivered into this world into defeat, nor does failure course in my veins. I'm not a sheep waiting to be prodded by my shepherd. I'm a lion, and I refuse to talk, to walk, to sleep with the sheep. The slaughterhouse of failure is not my destiny. I will persist until I succeed. That is from Og Mandino and a book called The Greatest Salesman in the World. And it's a super old book, but the relevance of that book, it has so much relevance to what we're experiencing today. When we think about everything going on right now, there are many challenges. And the more and more we enter 2020, we're now going into the second half of 2020, these challenges are becoming greater and greater for some, and the opportunities are becoming greater and greater for others. So I want you to really think about this week, it's how are you embracing those challenges and turning them into opportunities? Because the reality is, we cannot control the external happenings, the external environment, the way that our customers are reacting, the way that our customers are feeling right now. But we can control the way we approach them, right? We can control the way we start our day, how proactive we are versus reactive, the type of thoughts that we put into our mind. The fundamentals of selling have not changed. And now I read this book, and some of these theories are over 100 years old. And the reality is, the focus on some of the greatest minds of our time in the world of selling, and from a personal development perspective, from the likes of Dale Carnegie and Napoleon Hill and Earl Nightingale, all focused on the mindset. It was focus on the mindset, the fundamentals first, and then worry about the skills second. Now I want you to think about, we've all seen the iceberg theory, right? We've seen the iceberg picture or the iceberg illusion of success, where only 20-odd% of the iceberg sits above water and the rest of it's underneath. And what people see is what sits on top of the water, the success, the outcome of all the hard work, the persistence, the failure, the disappointment, the, you know, the good habits, the sacrifice, the negative self-talk, the challenges, the times where people thought, you know, can I actually do this? Should I give up? So my message this week is all about the power of persistency and being proactive and focusing on the element that you can control and ensuring that you're setting yourself up for success. And again, that word proactive, I want you to really think about that. And I want you to really think about what's been happening the last few weeks or last few months or could be the last few years in your sales role or any role that you're in. How proactive are you? Do you let email determine how you start your day? Do you let Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn determine how you manage your day? Or are you really scripted with where you spend your time? Are you time blocking your high payoff activities? Are you blocking out time every day to prospect? These are the things that I want you to think about, because when we think about the circle of control, these are the elements that you can control. And this will help you drive a greater level of performance. Actually, it's not even about performance. It's about helping you achieve a greater level of satisfaction that the tasks that you set out to do every week, you're achieving on a weekly basis. And again, I want you to go back to the mindset. And if you're not achieving what you want to achieve each day or each week, don't look at the outputs, don't look at the outcome, don't look at the results. You've got to go back a step. You've got to go back to the mindset and the way you're preparing your week and being proactive. Yeah, I'll say it again, and I'll say it again, but proactive versus reactive. What type of professional, sales professional are you? Are you waiting for things to happen? or are you being proactive and making them happen? So my message this week is really clear. Take the opportunity to be proactive and just focus on the 20% of tasks that are going to deliver you the outcome that you need that will make you fulfilled for the week. So if this message has resonated for you, or if you think somebody else should hear this message, please go ahead and send it to them. Like, rate, and share us. Because these short, sharp episodes are designed to enable you to get that kick and help you become the best sales professional you can be.